Mr. Brady, we're just about on the edge of the summer vacation season, but with gas prices the way they are right now, it doesn't look like many American families are going to be getting that summer vacation. So, what's going to be done in Congress?
Well, there's no question gas prices really are adding up fast for families. I think we're all a bit in sticker shock when we fill up the pump these days. What I do know is some of the schemes being floated around, windfall profits tax on oil companies, which will have the opposite effect. Last time Jimmy Carter tried it, they actually raised prices and we end up becoming more dependent on foreign oil. It didn't make sense at all. And then this gas tax holiday, which sounds great on the surface, but when you dig a little deeper, you realize one, the prices won't go down. It actually damages our highway funding, which most of us feel like we need more roads as it is, and it ends up really not helping the energy prices. What we need to do, I hate to keep going back to the basics, but this is supply and demand. And America is a growing energy country, but we seem to refuse to take more responsibility. What we need to do is to begin exploring more off the shelf in Alaska, in oil shale in the Midwest, and just simply sending the signal to the rest of the world we're serious about it. That in itself will help lower prices.
And right now, with American families pinching every penny, the last thing in the world they want to do is lose their sales tax deduction.
We're fighting hard to keep it. For Texas families, this is a $1.2 billion a year tax cut. For average family, $300 to $500, they don't have to pay Uncle Sam. It's expired as of New Year's Day. We're fighting hard to extend it for another year so that the purchases that our families make, because sales taxes really add up fast, can be deducted from what they pay Washington on April 15th. I'm hopeful and sort of optimistic we can get it done this year.
So how much of a fight is that on the floor to get Texas basically on the same playing field as states that have state income tax?
Well, it is a fairness issue. Why should our families pay more simply because we don't have a state income tax, thank goodness, and other states can pay Uncle Sam less? It is an issue of fairness. We restored it in 2004. We've managed to keep it. My goal is to make this deduction permanent so families can count on it year in and year out.
And as families try to figure out what they can do with their kids for the summer break, at least they've got East Texas. There's a lot of things to do there on a tank of gas.
Well, we're blessed. We've got in East Texas, we've got not only great lakes and rivers, really interesting museums, festivals, but we've got the Big Thicket National Preserve, which is, if you've not taken your children there, you ought to consider it, because it's just got great things to view. It's one of the most unique ecological areas in the world, and it is less than a gas tank away. You can do it back and forth in one day. So we're also looking at trying to find new attractions within the Big Thicket that can make it even more interesting.
This is part of the bill that you filed to try and connect the Big Thicket and make it more of a destination.
We have young children too. With families, you're looking for something interesting, convenient, affordable, and an experience your children won't forget. The Big Thicket, I think, qualifies for that. And if we can enhance it more with more family-friendly attractions, it'll really be something amazing to see.
And help cure our kids of that nature deficit disorder.
They're talking about nature deficit disorder, and I think the Big Thicket can be the medicine for that.